Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the LIBOR scandal. This is huge, and it is growing, and you're probably not going to see a lot of it on the corporate media. They're probably going to have to mention it because it is a big story, but they're not going to go into the nitty-gritty. More leaked documents have surfaced showing that Britain's government was involved in this fraud. So for those of you who keep writing in and saying that the U.S. government would never, ever tinker with the stock market, yeah, this is the precedent. Governments will tinker with the financial system to their and the financial system's benefit at the expense of their people. There are links from the LIBOR scandal to cabinet-level officials in the previous Labor government. There are links from the LIBOR scandal into cabinet-level positions in the current Tory government. And it's just exploding all over the place. The banking system of the U.S. and Great Britain, with the collusion and cooperation of the governments, screwed you royally in the case of the Great Britain, or presidentially here in the United States. They're cheating you out of your money. Because it's the only way they can keep the Ponzi scheme going is to just cheat you out of your money. Lie, cheat, and steal. That's the survival mechanism. We'll cheat you by dicking with the markets and the banking system. We'll lie you into wars. We'll cheat you out of more of your money by passing illegal tax bills. And the bottom line coming out of all of these scandals is that the financial system should not be regulating itself and should not be in positions of authority over the nation's economy. These scandals should prove that having bankers in charge of the nation's economy makes no more sense than having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. You're not going to get a good result. The Guardian is over there writing, how do we change the banking culture? And my answer to that is, public beheadings? I've been to the tower. That big wood block is still there. I think it's time that you use it. This scandal is so big. I mean, Wall Street was able to evade prison for the mortgage-backed security fraud because the U.S. government came in and said, we're going to pretend it isn't a crime. But they can't pretend this one isn't. It stretches to too many countries. Too many people got hurt. Everybody knows exactly how this was done. And they're talking about, it's time for prison for some of these people, for some of these CEOs. And they're absolutely right. We need to throw them in jail. Actually, my opinion would be prison is nice. It's okay. It's a start. But if we really want to send a message to future generations of money junkies to keep their hands in their own pockets, then maybe we ought to think about hanging, drawing, quartering, earning, than training a dog to piss on the ashes. These money junkies have, not even counting the fact that they start wars to boost lending to governments, first for the weapons and then for the rebuilding, even setting that aside, these money junkies have brought far more damage down on the human race than a million terrorists could ever hope to do. Yeah, supposedly terrorists knocked down the World Trade Towers, a couple of $1 billion in insurance money there. These money junkies are wrecking entire nations. They've admitted taking almost half of your net worth in the United States of America. 330 million Americans lost half of everything they worked their entire lives to put together. Enough is enough is enough. We need these money junkies out of power. We need the control of the banks back in the hands of the people. We need value-based currencies. This experiment in private central banking and allowing bankers to run the economy has failed miserably. Admit it, and let's move on. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I imagine the public relations firms are having a field day between the LIBOR scandal and Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution. They're already cranking up the propaganda. Oh, no, this is all legal, and this is as far as it goes. And as a matter of fact, the corporate media is already reporting that Barclays is trying to put the scandal behind them. And apparently some more of the executives have resigned, I am sure, to very generous severance packages. And they're trying to act like the scandal is already over and done with. And no, it isn't, because it isn't just Barclays. This spreads to at least 20 banks and 2 governments. And this is not going to go away. And already the spin doctors are saying, oh, it was terrible, but it's behind us. We need to move forward here. The Serious Fraud Office over in Britain said it was investigating whether it was possible to bring criminal charges against executives. Why is this even a question? And the fact that they're posing it as a question, is it possible, tells me where they're going to go. I'm going to give you my prediction right now what they're going to say. 6 weeks down the road, when they hope everybody has forgotten all about the LIBOR, they're going to say the problem was systemic and involved so many entities that assignment of blame to any one individual would not only be impractical but highly unfair, so we've decided against proceeding with prosecutions. And we've seen that here before. In fact, with the mortgage-backed security fraud, the official situation was there's no point in investigating or prosecuting because too many people were involved. It would be unfair to single out anyone for punishment. Well, you know something? We don't get all the murderers. We don't get all the bank robbers. We don't get all the muggers and rapists. But we do grab a few of them, and when we do, we make an example out of them. I mean, the only money junkie to go to jail so far is Bernie Madoff for his $65 billion Ponzi scheme. And I think the only reason he wound up in jail was he was cheating other Jewish people. I remember the headlines when that whole scandal came down, like horror of horrors. He was actually swindling other Jewish people. That was not to be allowed. It was such a weird headline. I mean, you know, isn't fraud and criminality wrong for everybody? And I know the answer to that already because my first wife was Jewish, and she used to say, you know, the Ten Commandments only apply to other Jews and everybody else is fair game. And I used to think she was kidding. And it turned out that she wasn't. And that's, you know, the situation that's out there. Probably, you know, in a sign of atonement and regret, the British Bankers Association has canceled their party schedule for this week. They were going to have a little party, get together. Isn't life wonderful for us bankers? And they decided it might be considered extremely tacky to go ahead with that party. So they've canceled it. My guess is they'll probably have something indoors and out of sight and more discreet. The Independent, and hard on the heels of this volleyball. Oh, actually, we've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm sorry. For Steve in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Michael. Yes, listen, I just wanted to commend you on your insights into these banks here. It's such a relief to finally tune in to a show where people actually understand the significance and extent of the banker raping of every citizen on the planet. And I can't thank you enough for pointing that out.
Well, you're very welcome, and you can do me a really good favor by sharing what you know with everybody that you talk to, because the more people speak out, the more you will give others the courage to speak out, and that is how a public consensus of the crisis is going to form.
Well, just to bring one simple point home, you know, there's two things. If you ask an American who their national bank regulator is, they have no clue. So there's the level of our ignorance of which allows these bankers to get away with this financial raping of us. Now, if you go to the Office of the Comptroller of Currency website and you go to page 32, table 6, you'll see the top five banks on Wall Street holding all these trillions of dollars in derivatives. So my question is this. Why would J.P. Morgan hold $72 trillion in derivative contracts as a potential liability on their balance sheet? Why would they be willing to do that with $1.4 trillion in assets to back them up? And the
answer is when they were selling the derivatives, they were selling them with the expectation they would never, ever come due. So it was like free money pouring down from heaven.
That was the expectation, but the reason they're willing to do that is because you, the taxpayer, are backing the entire casino up.
Well, we're backing the entire casino up, but it's not like J.P. Morgan, you know, could all of a sudden say we're not going to carry these on our balance sheets anymore. Once those contracts were sold, J.P. Morgan is on the hook. But you're absolutely right that Wall Street and Washington, D.C. are planning on dumping that. You know, if those derivatives come due, those credit default swaps come due, they're going to dump them on the American taxpayer because derivatives are still unregulated. And as a result, these companies selling these derivatives, whether it's a credit default swap or an interest rate swap or any of these others, they're not maintaining cash reserves to make good on claims. Ordinary insurance companies, whether it's fire insurance or car insurance, when they sell a policy, they have to have a cash reserve to honor a certain percentage of those. You know, they calculate how many of these policies are going to result in a claim, and they have to keep the cash on hand to pay the expected numbers of claims. The Wall Street firms selling derivatives never did that. There was no requirement, and they were selling these derivatives. They're never going to happen. It's just to allow people to feel better about the risk that they're taking. But it was, you know, free money coming in. Nobody was ever filing a claim. That's why when 2008 happened, AIG had sold all these derivatives. They didn't have the cash reserves to cover the claims that were coming in, and they collapsed. Well, now these merged financial institution depositor bank conglomerates, which were legal only after the repeal of Glass-Steagall, they're moving those derivatives over onto the books of their depositor bank, which means they're now insured by the FDIC, which means you, the American people. And Obama has already issued a statement saying that they will backstop Wall Street with the taxpayer if Europe's debt collapses and all those derivatives come due. They're going to make you pay for it.
Absolutely. And the reason I mentioned the $72 trillion versus $1.4 trillion in assets was to highlight the problem with leverage. And again, the American people are not told that in 2004, Hank Paulson went to George W. Bush and had the broker-dealer leverage cap lifted for just the top five banks on Wall Street. And that thus enabled them to get into this leverage game with these derivatives without having the cash to back it up, knowing that the U.S. taxpayer was going to ramp up everything on the back end of this. So what infuriates me, Michael, is that the American people are told about the front-end problem of a few subprime mortgages, and the intent of the bankers is to have the American people focus on a few bad subprime mortgages on the front end and ignore the $800 trillion on the back end.
Well, I agree with you that they're trying to put the focus on some of the foreclosures, and more than that, the public relations firms working for the Wall Street banks have been trying to sell the idea that this is all the fault of the American homeowners. And it's like we hear about, you know, coming out of the situation in Greece. Oh, the Greeks are lazy. They have to be forced to pay, work to pay the bondholders. We're going to start hearing that same thing about here in the United States of America. You're not buying enough. We've got to force you to buy more. They might even bring back that absurd law that they were talking about during the Great Depression of the 1930s, where they were going to legalize mandate planned obsolescence. If you bought a product from the store, you were only allowed to use it for so many years. Then you had to throw it away, even if it was still working perfectly, and buy a new one. And if you failed to do that, you would be fined or taxed. They may bring that one back. I mean, when it comes to money junkies grabbing those last few coins out of people's pockets, there is no law too bizarre to consider, you know, as long as the people go along with it. And that, of course, is our big problem. This country is so far past the point I thought the American people would be getting enraged. You know, they've got to be doping the drinking water or something. I don't understand why the American people aren't furious about what's going on.
Well, on a wider scale, what I'm watching is the bankers and the war profiteers use debt and war as a way to execute a leveraged buyout of every American. I can't believe there's not more outrage. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, you know, war is always a good way of clearing up the books. You know, you can invade other people and take their wealth to pay to the bankers, or you can simply invade and kill the people that you owe money to. But it's us good for the bankers. They loan money for the weapons, and then they loan more money for the repair and cleanup after it's all over. And it's 3-4 generations before the bill is paid off. And so it's a racket. And remember, before I let you go here, because we're coming up on a commercial break, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. You just think about that as you hear the corporate media go on and on about Iran this and Syria that and Russia this and China that.
Well, look, my closing line to you will be this. The American taxpayer is the securitized, commodified, collateralized human chattel for the bankers and war profiteers to leverage and enrich themselves and impoverish the country. So I can't commend you enough
for
your great insights.
Well, thank you very much as well, and you're absolutely correct. What backs the Federal Reserve note are the Treasury notes. What backs the Treasury notes is your slave labor. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I have a message to all the listeners from Dan, the man in our control room. Dan wants you to remember, there's only one of him. We joke about the giant mutant hamster. We just made that up. Dan is working in that control room all by himself. And he asks that when you call, please let the phone ring, because this is a lot of people are calling into the show, and they'll hang up after just a few rings because they figure nobody is answering the phones. But it's basically Dan's, you know, he's working on the audio board and the computer feed and all the and other phone calls. And there's only one of him. And so please let the phone ring for at least a minute, and he will try and get to your calls and get you on the air. So we're going to go over and grab a phone call from Betty in North Carolina. Aloha, Betty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Very much. We received our Time magazine today.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very long article on Obama's health care plan.
Yes.
The very last two or three sentences talks about the enforcement of the plan. And it ends, the last sentence is, if you refuse to pay the penalty to the IRS, then the Affordable Care Act prohibits the IRS from jailing you or seizing your property. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the Affordable Care Act.
I'm familiar with it, and basically what it said is they can garnish your wages or bank accounts for the fine for not having health insurance, but there is a limit on the IRS throwing you in prison or seizing your physical property. And I think that's kind of a small consolation for people who are recognized.
That's a strange definition of property, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's a strange definition of property.
Well, they're talking like, you know, your real estate or your car or anything like that, because they know those pretty printed pieces of paper aren't really worth all that much. But again, it's coercion, and it is very dangerous, because it basically, what Justice Roberts has done is created a new interpretation of the tax law that allows the government to tax you into spending your money on things you may not want, which is why we're, you know, we're spoofing
that. It's also a new interpretation of property.
Yeah, it is. It's a new interpretation of property, and the whole thing is unconstitutional right from the get-go, because, I mean, I'm already getting emails from people saying that, well, even though the Senate bill was deemed to have passed the House, it was still a bill that originated in the House, therefore it's legal. No, it is not, for two reasons. One, the Constitution sets out the process by which laws have to be made, and especially revenue laws. Laws that create new taxes must originate in the House. The Senate can modify. The House then approves the Senate modification. Then it goes to the President. There is no facility in the Constitution of the United States for the Congress, for the congressional leadership to deem that the Senate version of the bill passed both houses. It's not there. This thing was illegal the moment it went to Obama's desk for signature. And the reality is that until the House approved the bill, you know, it's gone. The House version of the bill vanished. The bill that was signed by the President was the one that was put together in the Senate. That's why it's a violation of Article 1, Section 7. And already the government's propagandists are out there trying to explain this away about how, no, this is not a violation of Article 1, Section 7, because the deeming somehow gets around that. But the deeming itself is unconstitutional. It's not in there. And the 10th Amendment prohibits the federal government from arbitrarily creating a new authority for itself to bypass constitutional protections. And so, I mean, this thing is dead on arrival here. All right, we're going to grab another phone call. Andrew in California. Aloha, Andrew. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to ask you, actually, really quick, if I can, that point about such a 107 on the Constitution. I talked to my political science teacher, who actually has his doctorate degree in from USC. I texted him, and I asked him the same issue you brought up yesterday with Ben Swan, and he basically said, "Yeah, it sounds nice, but they're never going to look at it again. Get over it." And I'm like, "Well, but it's against the Constitution, isn't that what we are, a nation of laws anyway? Do you want to hear it?" And he likes Obamacare. He don't care for Obama, but he likes Obamacare. But what I called about is I'm sure you've heard the Facebook group. Lawyers for Ron Paul, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I was interested to know. I have friends, and I'm trying to get them to get on the talk to the audience and kind of get the word out on that. I know you've done a good job, but maybe you can interview them and find out one of the ladies doing it, doing all the legwork, and just kind of get the message out. I don't know if you're interested in doing that or not, but it's an idea.
All right, I'll see about tracking down somebody. We need to get more guests on the show here. We were doing really well, but, you know, with the holiday weekend, I do need to have more guests on the show. There's absolutely no question about that.
Okay, so I don't know your email address. Can I have them contact you on Facebook?
Actually, I tend not to look at my Facebook account all that much, but they can go to my website, whatreallyhappened.com, and there's an email link right at the very top, and they can send me a message. Those get read.
So I'll have my friend that's kind of doing all legwork. I'll advise her to get a hold of you and she can set up the time to get on.
We've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We got to take a break for commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of things I want to talk about. The corporate media right now is just hammering the story about Syrian torture. The Syrian government is torturing Syrian people. And the Human Rights Watch is there in full dudgeon saying, how dare they? We must go in and give them what for. You're not supposed to torture. Where was Human Rights Watch when the U.S. government was torturing Iraqis to death to find weapons of mass destruction we now know never existed? Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You know, they're trying to create a reason for the American people to invade Syria. They're torturing people. Yes, yeah, so is the United States. Let's invade Washington, D.C. It's amazing stuff. And when they're not doing that, they're going on about the heat wave across America and how it's causing fires and power failures and all the rest of that stuff. And by the way, I have looked at the temperatures across the United States of America. It's the middle of summer, and the temperatures are pretty much what they've always been in the middle of summer for as long as I've been alive. In fact, they are a little cooler than the summers in the 1990s. They're still pushing this carbonazi one-world government, global warming, bovine excrement on you. If you want to know why we're having these runaway wildfires, it's because the U.S. government took the money that was supposed to go for maintaining the fire breaks and clearing away the dead brush that piles up over time, and they spent that money on wars and Wall Street in Israel. And it was inevitable that the entire, you know, heartland of America would turn into one big fire trap. And the government isn't manly enough to admit they have mismanaged the brush and the fire breaks and let go fire departments. There's no funding for these things. They're not able to buy new equipment. That's why they're using these modified Air Force cargo planes, which they've put back in service now because they don't have any other option out there. And if you want to know why we're having massive power failures all across America, it's because the power utilities don't have the money to maintain the grids. I mean, just during yesterday's show, we had a huge power wall up here, which if it hadn't been for our filters and uninterruptible power supply, probably would have taken us right off the air. Now, I've got a meter running constantly on our power outlet here, and the voltage is all over the place. It's not, they're basically running on the edge here, and all it takes is a little failure someplace, and the whole system comes down. Because they haven't been maintaining it and improving it, because the money has gone to Wall Street and wars and Israel. So we'll blame global warming. We'll blame. Well, I remember Huffington Post had this bogus digital scan of temperatures in America, and it said, look at that heat wave in the middle. It's the cause of the fire. Actually, no, the temperatures on that graphic are from the fire. But they're being told, sell global warming, sell terror, sell all this stuff, keep the American people dumb and stupid, willing to throw their money at any problem we manufacture for them. And the money they take from you is not going to go to solving any of the problems that affect you. It's going to go to the bankers. It's going to go to the war machine. It's going to go to Israel. And that is just the way it is right now. That caller who was saying he talked to his political science professor who says, yeah, it's a violation of Article 1, Section 7, but they're not going to do anything about it. And unfortunately, he is right, because they didn't do anything about it when they used this deeming process, which is unconstitutional, or back in 2008 when they used the Senate introduced the TARP legislation that was eventually passed. That was a violation of Article 1, Section 7. The U.S. government is not obeying its own laws. But by golly, you better snap too, or you're going to be in trouble. And that is the essence of dictatorship. In a mature republic, in a democracy, everybody is subject to the same laws. When the government can break the laws with impunity and you be punished heavily for every little tiny infraction, that is the essence of dictatorship. All right, moving right along here. As you're probably aware, there's been this sort of back and forth in Great Britain about a referendum on membership in the European Union. And Cameron was saying, yes, it's time for a referendum. And then a couple of days later, they said, actually, no, we can't legally have a referendum until Europe's debt crisis is resolved, which means never, because there's no way out of the debt crisis that doesn't involve shutting down the private central banks and simply writing off the debt. So the Independent had an article about, you know, what if Britain left the European Union, and basically saying, well, the EU would just go on just fine. And to that I would add, yeah, so would Great Britain. And that was when the light of understanding dawned on me, because unless I'm wrong, every single nation that is part of the European Union has declined in living standard for the people since joining the European Union. None of them has seen an improvement. They are all dragged down by this gigantic weight of a European central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. None of the member nations of the EU have seen their quality of life improve significantly since the EU was formed. They're all being dragged down into the common clay of the working class people. Now, here in the United States of America, remember what I said earlier in the show about expect the most bizarre things to raise money. The government is desperate for money, and they're going to come up with any excuse to take it. And as long as you go along and say, well, I guess that's okay, they're going to go on taking more money from you. Now, you remember those carpool lanes in Los Angeles, the Diamond Lane, that were all built with federal tax funds? Okay, the state of California had nothing to do with it. The federal government gave them the money. They went in, did the work. And if you had two people in the car, you could use the Diamond Lane, the high occupancy lane, the carpool lane. Okay? Well, California has just started to implement a new system. The minimum occupancy for using the carpool lane is now three people in the car. And that's a lot because, I mean, the last time I was in California, and admittedly it was a couple of years ago, the carpool lanes are still underutilized. But now they're going to change the restriction to three people and above to use the carpool lane. But if you have two people in your car or only one person, you can use that lane as long as you pay a toll. They're going to put RFID in your car, and you can drive on that lane all you want, but you will be billed for it. They're turning the public highways into toll roads. Your taxes paid for the construction of those highways. Your motor vehicle registration fees and traffic fines are supposed to pay for the upkeep of the highways. Where did all that money go that they're having to turn them into toll roads to keep them open? And even then, the money may get spent someplace else. It turns out the United States of America, we know we had that huge, horrendous bridge collapse in the Midwest a couple of years ago. But apparently, 11.5% of all bridges in the United States of America are graded as structurally deficient by the Federal Highway Administration. 11.5%. That's more than one out of every 10. They had this top 19 structurally deficient bridges, bridges that Americans drive over every single day, bridges that are on the verge of collapse right now. One of them is right here on Oahu, and I've seen it up close and personal, and it is in horrible, horrible shape. The federal government is out there saying, but we just had to give that money to Israel. Don't you understand? That's the way it works. You pay taxes, we give it to Israel, and we're sorry there's nothing left over for you. Can't you go out and do a little repair on the bridges yourself? In 2012, this year, current year, U.S. Jewish organizations are getting 97% of all Homeland Security defense grants. All Americans are paying the money in to Department of Homeland Security. And Jewish organizations are getting 97% of the money because they're special and they're favored and they face a much greater threat than everybody else. In other words, if you're not Jewish, you don't count. Let the terrorists kill you. Doesn't matter to us. I think it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. I think somebody ought to take them to court on that point alone. It's not equal protection, not when they take money from all of America and give 97% of it to Jewish organizations. That is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. Now, a little bit of good news. California has approved a foreclosure protection law. And one of the things that it does that is long overdue is it outlaws dual tracking. Now, dual tracking is the word the banks and mortgage companies put on this practice of negotiating with you for a home loan modification, but at the same time, they dump you into the to-be-foreclosed-on pile. So a lot of people will sort of finish up this whole paperwork for a home loan modification only to find out they're already in foreclosure. It's called dual tracking. This law in California allows lawsuits against banks for robo-signing and various other abuses like phony notaries here. I still have my notary stamp for the state of Ohio. I can notarize documents in Ohio. I'm not really a notary, but all I got is the stamp. And that was enough for the banks to use. Fraud is the norm in the financial sector. It's not unique. It is not rare. It is not isolated incidents. It is how they make their money. Trillions of dollars flowing into Wall Street banks in a nation where that has lost most of its manufacturing. The only way the Wall Street bankers can be reeling in trillions of dollars is through fraud and corruption. There's nothing else to make money with. They're not making any products for export. We don't even have enough food to export. We've become a net importer of food. The only way that Wall Street can be making the money they're making is through fraud and corruption. There is no other explanation. Alrighty, let's see. France has condemned Iran's missile tests, and apparently Iran is out there testing more of their missiles. Apparently, in France's mind, Iran is not supposed to be able to defend themselves when they're invaded. Which I don't know, it's kind of silly. If you're a country and it's the signs are obvious you're about to be invaded, don't you polish up your weapons, make sure they're all working, sort of train everybody up and get ready to resist the invasion? I mean, France ought to take a look at this situation about how would they have felt if Hitler had said to the French people before he invaded, you got to throw your guns down. You're not allowed to fight back when we invade your country. Maybe the French didn't. Maybe that's why Hitler took France over so quickly. Maybe France is afraid Iran is going to show them up and resist the Fourth Reich invasion with some degree of courage and capability. And they can't do that. Make France look bad for how easily they fell before Adolf Hitler. And so that maybe that's why France is complaining over Iran's missile tests. You're not allowed to fight back. You make us look bad. Iran and U.S. are flexing their muscles on nuclear tensions. They're playing this brinksmanship of military readiness. And again, you need to remember something so important, and we can't let go of this one. Iran is only doing what it is allowed to do under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both Iran and the United States, but not Israel, have signed. Under that treaty, the U.S. recognizes Iran's right to peaceful nuclear technology, and under Article 4 is obligated to help build Iran's power stations, which, by the way, is a great way to make sure they do not contain secret bomb laboratories like the one that is now admitted to lie underneath Israel's reactor at Dimona. So both in ignoring Article 4 and in using the threat of military force to coerce Iran into surrendering their rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, it is the United States that is in violation of international law. It is the United States that is not living up to its international obligations. It is the United States that is threatened to escalate the current wars into a truly global conflict involving nuclear weapons, goaded into this lunacy by Israel, which has nuclear weapons, but has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, does not allow IAEA inspections, and was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to stop. So we've got Israel, which is breaking all the rules and is a threat to the rest of the world, trying to scream at all of us that Iran is the bad guy and needs to be invaded. And the U.S. government, obviously being blackmailed by 9/11 or something equally contentious, is just going along with the deal because, by golly, nothing's going to fix our economic woes. Well, nothing will distract the American people from the economic mismanagement of this nation like a good old-fashioned war here. Now, this thing about on the corporate news about the torture this and torture that, they're trying as hard as they can to convince Americans there's a reason to go to war in Syria. I don't think they're getting a lot of traction because the hysteria in the propaganda is escalating higher and higher. And like I said, this new one about Syria is torturing their people. Well, so is the U.S. The U.S. has been committing torture for years now. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Guantanamo. We know they're never going to let those people in Guantanamo out because their bodies contain scars that will show the world what the U.S. government has really become. But by golly, we'll scream torture and all this other stuff at Syria if it gets us another invasion. Meanwhile, Russia and China are standing firm, saying that Syria must be allowed to determine its own destiny. And the White House has come back and said, we don't mind if Syria determines its own destiny as long as they do what we tell them to do. Now, the Geneva Agreement on Syria is already being spun and propagandized, and Russia is already saying, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is already saying the West has completely misinterpreted, misconstrued, deliberately distorted the Geneva Agreement to try and make it look like the world is ready to support armed removal of the Syrian government and the imposition of a Western puppet regime. And that's not what was agreed to at Geneva. What was agreed to at Geneva is if there really is a political opposition in Syria, that Syria's government should basically welcome them in and form a new coalition government, which makes a lot of sense. Except that there doesn't seem to be a real political opposition of any credibility inside Syria. It's all these outside mercenaries, paid soldiers with weapons smuggled in from all over the world, through Qatar and Turkey. Now, Syria's President Assad basically came out and said that they will not accept any type of solution from abroad, regardless of its content. We don't care how good an idea it is. If it is not originated within Syria, we're not going to accept it. We will make our own decisions. Whereupon Barack Obama called Assad and said, hey, look, here in the United States, we accept Israel's solutions to our problems all the time. Look how well that's worked out. Assad's not having any of it, though. Meanwhile, speaking of France, the French police have raided the home of former President Nicolas Sarkozy over illegal campaign donations. They're all crooks. Get used to it. It's time. You know something? Our political systems need an enema. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Mitt Romney is planning his fourth visit to Israel over the summer. Isn't that wonderful? This man wants to be president of the United States of America, so it's off to Israel we go to bow and scrape and grovel and get his bona fides from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who will anoint Mitt Romney, presumably with spikenard, and say, "Thou art the anointed chosen leader of our slave state over there on the other side of the world here." No government can serve two masters. And a government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. A friend to Israel is no friend of America. Especially at this time in our nation's history, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And Mitt Romney, with his constant bowing and scraping and kowtowing to Israel, has proven he's not an American leader. He is the face of the Vichy government of an occupied land. Now, I think I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's worth touching back on again. The F-22 is still suffocating its pilots. Now, last month, it was announced they had found a solution, that there was a malfunction in the pressure vest that was restricting pilots' breathing, and that they thought maybe the narrow oxygen hoses were leaking, and they're basically thrashing around. They're thrashing around in the dark. They don't know what's going on. They basically had to announce that, no, it wasn't the pressure suit and it wasn't the hoses. They still have pilots who are having to scurry back down to land before they pass out. Now, I'm going to put out an idea here. If anybody from the U.S. government is listening to this broadcast, and I know you are, I would check the computer control system on that oxygen delivery system for a software glitch. Maybe it's got some of those Chinese chips in there, those counterfeit military chips that turned up from China that U.S. corporations, money junkies said, hey, we'll just get these chips made in China, we'll save a bunch of money, and we'll have big bonuses and big yachts and big Bugattis and big cigars and whatever else money junkies like to assuage their guilt with. But there's clearly a fundamental problem with this aircraft, and we cannot send it into combat. We'll lose more pilots and planes to asphyxia than we will to enemy fire. Had that problem with the F-16. We were losing more of those things to wiring harness problems than to enemy fire. The quality of American manufactured goods, even our weapons, which are supposed to be our finest, is not good. We cannot recover our economy with computer systems full of bugs. We're now finding out we have a generation of cars rebooting themselves. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.